This is demolition experts are preparing to demolish the remainder of a partially collapsed apartment building along the ocean in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami. Authorities fear the building is unstable and a tropical storm is in the forecast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the building was tottering or moving in the wind as officials on Saturday suspended operations in the search for anyone still alive in the rubble. The 12-story building suddenly collapsed on June 24th. At least 24 people died in the collapse and 121 are still missing. Timing for the demolition has not been disclosed. It's likely to be soon. Tropical storm Elsa, which is currently over the Caribbean, is forecast to hit Florida by Tuesday morning. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South have long since been evacuated. Officials are not letting anyone back into the building. Cuba evacuated 70,000 people along the island's southern region amid fears of that tropical storm Elsa. They fear it could unleash heavy flooding after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least 3 people. The Cuban government has opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm. The storm's next target is expected to be on Florida. Governor DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade, where the high-rise condo collapsed. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane up until Saturday morning, causing widespread damage in several eastern Caribbean islands on Friday. It's the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. And the swearing-in of the architects of Chile's new constitution got off to a rough start on Sunday after protests and clashes with police forced a delay to the inauguration event. This is VOA News.